Well, it's been quite a few days for the Wolverines. Dave Brandon is now the former athletic director at the University of Michigan. Retired Steelcase executive Jim Hackett is the interim AD, and the search is on for Brandon's replacement. Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon is here. John, we keep hearing that phrase, Michigan man. Well, Dave Brandon played for Bo. He seemed to fit that template of Michigan man. Is it time to rethink what that phrase means, or maybe can it altogether?
Well, it's been out there for a long time, of course, way back to Fielding Yost. But the last 10 years, that phrase has gotten, I think, redefined many times. Now, some people say it's cliche, of course, and passe. I'm not so sure about that, but I do think that it's not the only reason why you hire anybody for anything, be it AD or coach. Don't forget, the three greatest coaches in Michigan football history are Fielding Yost, Fritz Kreisler, Bo Schembechler. Not one of them had ever gone to Michigan or played at Michigan. So you can become, I believe, a Michigan man.
What do you think this next AD needs to bring to the table?
Good question. The first question is it going to be Jimmy Hackett staying on as the AD, or is he going to hire somebody else? And that's a good question in itself. I would say, obviously, you need business acumen. You need to know how Michigan works. It's obviously a complicated place. But you better understand coaches. When I was talking to Don Canham, the legendary AD at Michigan, a number of times over the years, he said to me that everyone says it's more important to have business background than athletic background. And he said, I fundamentally reject this. And he was a millionaire businessman also. And he said, look, you can always hire an accountant. You can hire a CFO. You can hire a lawyer. You have to anyway. He said, you can't be taught how to handle coaches. And if you don't handle coaches well, if you don't know what those poor guys are going through, men and women, all right, you can never lead them properly and give them what they need to succeed. And if they don't succeed, marketing and accountants and lawyers will not save you.
And we've just seen that drama play out.
True enough.
There we go.
Turns out Don Canham, guess what, was right.
He was right. We've seen names get kicked around. I know, like, the day after the Detroit Free Press was, you know, offering up possible athletic director candidates, Ward Manuel and Brad Bates. They even threw in the name of Diane Dietz, which I thought was intriguing as kind of a, you know, a long shot, but an interesting discussion as a wild card with a different background and view of the landscape. It certainly got a legendary place in Michigan athletics.
Absolutely. I saw her on Saturday, as a matter of fact. She is doing a great job for the Big Ten, as you well know, in communications. Sharp as can be, played basketball at Michigan, one of the pioneers, and a very good basketball player, and just a very impressive person.
I think her record's still standing from the 80s.
Which is incredible.
Yeah.
The game has changed. You got three-pointers now and all the rest, and her records still hold, which is quite something. She would be, I can see that name on that list, and that makes sense to me. Right now, trust me when I tell you, the old line from William Goldman, the Hollywood producer, nobody knows anything. That I don't think even right now Jim Hackett knows what the time frame is on his tenure as interim, who the candidates might be, let alone what they're going to do with football in case Brady Hoke does not, in fact, right the ship, which is obviously a very pressing issue.
Who do you think should be on the list?
The name's there. I've been saying that for weeks, so nothing new on that list right there. Brad Bates is probably the most obvious one. That is the guy that Bo said in his book that I wrote with Bo back in 07. That's the guy who should be the next AD. He thought Brandon should be the next governor. So maybe Bo was right again about that. So Brad Bates on the short list there. Ward Manuel played for Bo also, now the AD at UConn. Jeff Long is now the AD at Arkansas. He used to be assistant AD at Michigan. Joe Parker. I believe he's the deputy AD at Texas Tech. He used to be in charge of development and athletics at Michigan as well. So the list is not short. It's a very strong list. You probably can't go wrong.
Let's look ahead to this Saturday. We've got Michigan State hosting Ohio State. How big is this? I saw some comments. It gets the sense that both of them are like, yeah, this is great, but we really like beating Michigan.
They have a mutual enemy, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, the animosity between Michigan State and Ohio State never rises to the level that they both feel for Michigan, for different reasons, perhaps, in some ways. But I got to tell you, after the Michigan State game 2 weeks ago up in East Lansing, and of course I went to Michigan, and I'm used now to getting sympathy from Buckeye fans about the Wolverines. Now the Spartans are starting to feel bad, pity even, for the Wolverines. And that's something that I've not experienced in my lifetime.
Any predictions?
Dogfight, and a low-scoring dogfight. Michigan State's defense is all that. Maybe not quite as good as last year's, but Ohio State's offense is not quite as good as last year's either. Their Heisman Trophy hopeful, Braxton Miller, at quarterback, was out in August before the season even started. They've got a backup in there, and he's doing quite well. So both these guys can coach. It'll be a slugfest And whoever wins that game, almost everyone believes, me included, will win the Big Ten and get a real shot at one of the four playoff spots in January.
As a matter of fact, it seems that really Michigan State is the brightest spot for the Big Ten right now.
I would have to say that's probably true. They've got the best chance, I think, of being in that Final Four and probably the best chance of winning a game in that Final Four.
And then Michigan off to Northwestern.
Yep, and that's a one team is mediocre, the other team is schizophrenic. So, I don't know where that leaves you.
We'll leave it on that note. Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubank. Thanks, John.
Always a pleasure.